Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of Tahajjud Salah. Here we see that Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayhi has brought various ahadith on the virtues of Tahajjud Salah, showing us and explaining to us that Tahajjud Salah is something that is very, very important in the life of a Muslim. So therefore he didn't just suffice on few ahadith, he brought many ahadith under this particular chapter. So continuing with the various ahadith on this chapter, and Ibn Mas'udin radiyallahu anhu qal, ذُكِرَ عِنْدَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ رَجُلٌ نَامَ لَيْلَةً حَتَّى أَصْبَحَ قَالَ ذَاكَ رَجُلٌ بَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ فِي أُذُنِهِ وَقَالَ فِي أُذُنِهِ. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu narrates that a person who slept the entire night until the morning, in other words, this person, he slept right through the night. Now this type of person was mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam until it was morning time, now until the sun had risen, to such an extent that he had slept the whole night. He had slept. This type of person was mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was mentioned in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Shaitan urinated in his ears, or he said, Shaitan urinated in his ear. See how particular the muhaddithin were, that either Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in his ears, plural, or he said in his ear. So they mentioned that difference also in the narration of the hadith, that either Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it like this, or he said it like that. We're not sure whether it was in his ears or in his ear. But they didn't just say it and assume that it's okay if we just mention. We'll say it as we heard it, and if we're not sure also, we'll mention that part of it that we're not sure how it was mentioned. This is what you call academic honesty. Allah Ta'ala reward the muhaddithin, how careful and how particular they were, so that deen can reach out in its pristine, pure form. That even where we are 100% sure, we'll mention also that point where we are not sure. It's not something that they would feel shy of, and Allah Ta'ala forgive us and protect us. It wasn't something that they even thought of changing the deen. Nowadays you find that many people want to change the deen to suit themselves. Khud to badalte nahi, Quran to badalte de. Mawlana mentions this poetry, that we don't want to change ourselves. The only thing we want to do is change the Quran Sharif. But now things must suit us, and what we like, it must suit. But rather it should be the other way. We must change, but we don't ever try to change the Quran Sharif. So here one thing we learn with the muhaddithin, they were very, very careful of every word. If it was plural or if it was singular, we're not sure, we'll mention that also. So anyway, according to some of the ulama, this refers to a person who does not perform his Fajr Salah. In other words, he slept right through Fajr Salah. Some ulama say, no, it refers to that person that missed his Tahajjud Salah. This type of person was mentioned in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anyway, the ulama of hadith, they say that shaitan urinated in his ears may have the following meanings. One, number one, shaitan literally urinates in his ears. Allama Sha'arani rahmatullah alayhi stated that, I physically saw a person from amongst the Sufis sleeping until Fajr. When he stood up, urine was flowing from his ears. He was a person who had denied this phenomenon. This person denied, it's impossible. What are you talking about, shaitan urinating in a person's ears? He says he denied it, but I saw this happening. Allah Ta'ala made it happen. And sometimes Allah Ta'ala shows it. There was a person that denied it, and Allah Ta'ala showed it, that actually urine was dripping from this person's ears. It is an expression to show that shaitan blocked the ears of the person. This is the second explanation. It is an expression to show that shaitan blocked the ears of the person sleeping so that he would not awaken for salah. Number three, it is an expression to show that shaitan has overpowered him. Shaitan has overpowered him. Number four, shaitan regards such a person as lowly and disgraced, since a person urinates on that for which he has no regard. No regard. This person slept through his Fajr namaz completely. Shaitan has no regard for that person, urinates on him. One explanation. Number five is, shaitan has destroyed such a person. Shaitan has destroyed such a person. So these are the explanations that ulama give for this part of the hadith. ذَاكَ رَجُلٌ بَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ فِي أُذُنَيْهِ وَقَالَ فِي أُذُنِهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that shaitan urinated in his ears, or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that shaitan has urinated in his ear. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allah Ta'ala save us. This is not a small thing. A person just sleeping through Fajr namaz, doesn't care whether he wakes up or doesn't wake up. And then when he does wake up, then he's more worried about washing the face, and the face must look nice, and the gel must look nice, and clothes must look nice, and the perfume before he goes to work or goes out. But the person doesn't think, shaitan has urinated in my ear, how can I get that out, that filth, all the other inclinations that come with it, how can I clean myself of that? That will only come when a person now makes tawbah and he rectifies himself and he starts waking up for Fajr Salah at least. People should try, we should all try to wake up for Tahajjud Salah, but a bare minimum, person should wake up for his Fajr Salah. We must actually think, if the person missing his Fajr Salah, especially holiday time comes, people are up till late, they're getting together and having brides, etc. How often Fajr Salah gets missed? And nobody ever thinks that there's such serious consequences for missing the Fajr Salah. One ulama gives some tips that a person, since we're doing the virtues of Tahajjud Salah, so just some tips ulama give, that how can a person become regular with regards to his Tahajjud Salah. First tip that they give is the person should give up sins, should give up gunas. Because there's a direct link between a person committing sins, whether it's sins of the eyes, looking at wrong, looking at evil, looking at things on a cell phone, looking around and seeing evil. There's a direct link between committing sins, whether it's sins of the eyes, sins of the ears, listening to ghibat, sins of the tongue, talking and making ghibat about people, speaking ill of people, speaking hard or harsh to people in an incorrect manner where it's not required. So the sins of the tongue, the sins of the heart and mind, all these things have an impact on a person being able to wake up for tahajjud. Remember, tahajjud salah is the tawfiq from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who Allah allows to wake up will wake up. And if a person, Allah ta'ala, doesn't allow him to wake up, he won't wake up. There was a great pious person by the name of Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayh. He was a very great alim, was a great muhaddith also. So on one occasion, he had seen a person that was making dua, and person was crying in dua, etc. Like for example, we don't see a person regular in the masjid, and suddenly we see him for a few days coming and crying and making dua and all that. What thought will come to our mind? So this thought came through his mind when he seen suddenly this person is coming and he's making dua and he's crying. So this thought came to his mind only. He didn't say anything on his tongue. He didn't talk anything ill about this person. But this thought came to his mind that this person is doing this just to impress the people. He's doing this to impress the people and to show the people his piety. Suddenly he's coming and he's crying and he's making dua, etc. So the thought came to his mind, that's all. So for a few days he didn't get the tawfiq of waking up for tahajjud. He tried very hard, but he couldn't wake up for tahajjud. Then he felt very, very sad. He read Salatul Tawbah and he cried to Allah Ta'ala, "Oh Allah, tell me which sin I committed, so that because of that sin now I'm being deprived of tahajjud salah." So it came in his heart, it was put in his heart, that you thought ill of such and such a person. So then he made specific tawbah for that. He specifically cried and made tawbah for that sin of thinking wrong of that person. Remember the pious people, Allah Ta'ala takes them to account for their small, small mistakes because of their close relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he made tawbah from that sin. And again he got the tawfiq of waking up for tahajjud salah. So the first thing that we should do is we should try and stay away from sins. The other thing ulama explained is that a person should try and sleep on a light stomach. In other words, don't have a heavy meal before sleeping. So this culture of having braais late at night and having dawats after Isha and late at night, it's against the culture of a Muslim. If a person sleeps light, in other words, doesn't have a heavy supper and he sleeps, it becomes very easy for him to wake up for tahajjud salah. Another point that ulama make or bring, just subtle points from the many, many points that they are there that a person can do to bring in his life to wake up for tahajjud. The other thing is, a person doesn't have or doesn't make himself too comfortable when he's sleeping. In other words, with a very, very soft bed and a very soft pillow, and too comfortable with his duvet. He sleeps, nobody says he shouldn't sleep, but don't make ourselves too comfortable. And then they explain the hadith of Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when his Mubarak wife, our mother, Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, on one occasion, she doubled the bedding of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a very simple bedding, very simple. On one occasion, she doubled what he would normally sleep on. All she did was she doubled it to make it softer. The next day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, "What did you place for me? What did you place as my bedding?" So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told that it was the same bedding, but it was doubled. So he complained, "This came in the way of my tahajjud salah. That this doubling of the bedding, in other words, making it softer, making it more comfortable, making it more cushy, came in the way of my tahajjud salah." So yeah, ulama explained that if this was the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he was so careful that he mustn't be too comfortable so that it affects his tahajjud salah. Imagine us today, how comfortable we are, etc. Nobody is against comfort, but we shouldn't overdo it so that we find it hard now to wake up at the time of tahajjud. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. These are just few terms. There are many other things. For example, a person, when he goes to sleep, he makes dua also, that, Allah, you give me the tawfiq of waking up for tahajjud. He sets his alarm well in advance. He times himself. He puts himself into such a routine also, physically, psychologically, so that now he gets the tawfiq of waking up for tahajjud salah. Person gives it in importance. Allah Ta'ala makes it such that he wakes up. I know pious people, that they don't set any alarm. There's no alarm for them. There's no such thing as an alarm. But every day at this person time, they up for tahajjud without an alarm. This is a tawfiq from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They gave tahajjud its importance. Allah Ta'ala makes it part and parcel of their life. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.